You're listening to SBS News.
For federal opposition leaders, the annual budget reply speech is a pitch to Australians to imagine an alternate government. And for Labor leader Anthony Albanese, Thursday night could have been his final opportunity before a federal election.
I stand before you tonight seeking the honour of serving as your Prime Minister. I understand the value and the power of good government. And I know our country needs and deserves a good government again. Yeah. A government that believes in your potential. A Prime Minister who shares your values. A Labor government that's on your side.
Yeah. Anthony Albanese believes the coronavirus pandemic has left Australia facing a once-in-a-century opportunity.
Mr. Speaker, Australians know that the last year has been unlike any other in our lifetimes. And when we look at the devastation and heartbreak still unfolding in parts of the world, it's only natural to feel that things could have been a lot worse here. Yet when I look at our country today, I also know we can do so much better.
And he says the government's plans outlined in this week's federal budget have fallen short. Yeah.
This budget offers a low growth, low productivity and low wage future, and $1 trillion of debt. Is that really the best we can aspire to? I want Australia to emerge from this crisis stronger, smarter and more self-reliant, with an economic recovery that works for all Australians.
But Mr. Albanese's budget reply suggests he's taking Labor on a different path after some hard lessons from the recent past. His predecessor Bill Shorten's attempts to win over the public with a large policy agenda cost the party votes at the last election. So Mr. Albanese is unveiling just a handful of new policies, among them a $10 billion plan for social and affordable housing.
I'm proud to say that Labor in government will create a $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund, with the annual investment return to build social and affordable housing and create thousands of jobs.
The plan includes 10,000 houses for frontline workers, as well as properties for veterans and women fleeing family violence, and money for homes in remote Indigenous communities. Mr. Albanese has also pledged $100 million in incentive payments of up to $10,000 for apprenticeships in the clean energy sector. And he's vowing to criminalise wage theft after the Morrison government ditched its own plans to do so earlier this year.
To the Australian people, I say, you have been magnificent. You have been brave. You have been resolute. Now you deserve a government that is worthy of your efforts. Because it would be a disaster if we emerged from this crisis having learned nothing and not changed at all. What a missed opportunity if our economy comes out the other side with nothing to show for this transformational moment, but the biggest debt and deficit of all time.
In Geelong to sell his own budget policies, the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg was brushing off Labor's attacks.
Now, we heard from Anthony Albanese last night, a lot of smear but no new ideas. And our focus in the budget has been about driving more people into work. That's our focus.
And Mr. Frydenberg was using Labor's small target approach against it.
So the Labor Party will always spend more and they'll always tax more. We didn't hear anything from Anthony Albanese about his proposal to back in our stage three of the tax cuts. We heard nothing about mental health. We heard no new ideas about aged care. What we heard is some recycled failed policies of Bill Shorten.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.